Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike DiGiacomo. I'm the U.S. attorney here for the Western District of New York. And standing to my immediate left is the current acting special agent in charge, Mark Grimm, from the Buffalo FBI office. I appreciate everybody coming out this afternoon. The reason we're here today is a short time ago, you noticed that the Attorney General of the United States made an announcement that there was a national healthcare fraud takedown. I guess what I would say, unfortunately, we had two doctors that practiced in our community that were part of this healthcare fraud takedown. Those doctors are one, Dr. Joel Dorinka, 40, who's of Orchard Park, New York, and the other one is Dr. Anami Farrell. He's 50 from Ontario, Canada. Just a quick overview of the scheme of both of these. Dr. Farrell was charged civilly, where Dr. Dorinka was charged criminally. Both involve healthcare fraud, and the healthcare fraud that both of these individuals engaged in was defrauding Medicare. And they did so by ordering durable medical equipment and prescribing durable medical equipment for Medicare recipients that we believe were not medically necessary, and that resulted in Medicare, which as everybody knows is funded by the taxpayers, resulted in Medicare paying millions of dollars in claims that we felt and do believe were not medically necessary, and also for services that were not performed. And just a quick overview of how these schemes generally work. These schemes generally work, you need a variety of participants. You need obviously somebody who's on Medicare. But generally what happens is in these schemes is that Medicare, you have telemarketing companies that gain information from Medicare recipients. And that can come from a variety of ways, through advertising, through radio advertisements. And then these telemarketing companies reach out to these Medicare beneficiaries, get limited to very little information. They also then, these marketing companies will then get an arrangement with a doctor. And that doctor will then speak with the Medicare beneficiary in order, in both of these two cases that are here in the Western District of New York, involve prescribing durable medical equipment. And for those of you who aren't familiar with durable medical equipment in these particular cases tended to be braces, whether it be knee braces, hip braces, back braces, shoulder braces, things of that sort. So that's the durable medical equipment that was involved in this type of scheme. In addition to having the telemarketing company, you have the doctor, then there's usually a billing company involved, and then at the end there's the pharmacies involved who actually send the durable medical equipment. But our belief and our feeling is these cases, especially these fraud cases involving Medicare and telehealth visits, the key component of these cases, do not happen without the doctor. Because at the end of the day, the doctor is the one who signs the prescription form. And if that prescription form is not signed by that doctor, no durable medical equipment can be filled by the pharmacies. So at the end of the day, we believe that the doctors are one of the most culpable in this, because without their prescription, nothing happens on the front end or the back end. So for those reasons, those are the reasons we brought charges, one criminal charge and one civil case against these two individuals. Before I turn it over to questions, I do want to introduce again Mark Grimm, the acting special agent in charge for the Buffalo FBI. And what he wants to do is he's going to say a few words, and then we'll turn it over for questions. Thank you.
Good afternoon. First, I would like to thank the United States Attorney's Office and the Department of Health and Human Services for their partnership in investigating healthcare fraud. Fraud against the government hurts everyone. It's a selfish act, ultimately. In this case, the doctor betrayed the public's trust to enrich himself at the expense of the American taxpayer. Healthcare fraud affects everyone, individuals and businesses alike, and causes tens of billion dollars in losses every year. It can raise health insurance premiums, expose patients and beneficiaries to unnecessary medical procedures, harm patients, and increase taxes. Healthcare fraud takes many forms, including altered or fabricated medical bills and other documents, providing and billing for excessive and unnecessary medical treatments, fraudulent medical billing schemes, including charging for a service that is more expensive than the services which were provided. The FBI works directly with many federal agencies, such as the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as our state and local partners, to mitigate these crimes and help stop further victimization. But we need the public's help to identify additional criminal actors who perpetrate this crime. When you receive medical care, check your explanation of benefits forms frequently for accuracy. One of the most effective ways to determine if insurance information is being used without your knowledge is to review the EOB forms sent to you by your insurance company. These forms list the services and supplies provided to patients by your medical provider. Make sure that the dates, locations, and services billed match what you received. If you suspect healthcare fraud, contact your health insurance provider and report these crimes to FBI, the IC3 website. And that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Again, these cases don't happen without the assistance of all law enforcement. Obviously, the FBI, HHS, DEA sometimes involved, not in these particular two cases. But again, it's a collaborative effort by all law enforcement and coming together. And the things Mark pointed out with respect to if you suspect a loved one, because obviously Medicare is driven for people who are 65 years or older or disabled. So if you suspect someone in your family is the subject or a victim of fraud, please reach out, as Mark pointed out, because that's the only way we can learn and find out about these and proceed forward and go after those individuals that engage in this fraudulent conduct. With that, I'll open it up to the floor for any questions. Question on the left, yes.
Yeah, I know you said that one is civil and one is criminal, but what charges do they face? Could they now not be able to practice? You know, what are the next steps for that?
Okay. I'll start with Dr. Durinka. Dr. Durinka is charged criminally. He was charged by way of an indictment, charging him with health care fraud. His case is early on. There will be an eventual scheduling order that's put in place. And then he obviously, like every other individual charged with a criminal case, they have various rights, which would be to whether they want to proceed the trial or whether they want to resolve their case by way of plea. His case is very early on. If, in fact, Dr. Durinka were convicted after trial or by way of a plea to his certain felony offense, his medical license is subject to be removed. As for Dr. Farrell, he's civil. It's still a possibility that his medical license could be in jeopardy down the line. but it's a little different from a civil perspective, where oftentimes in a criminal conviction, the medical license is often taken away relatively quick. Any other questions?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.